Hawaii and U.S. territories.
3:04 here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way on KGYM. We'll take a look back at last night's Game 7 in the basketball, Game 1 of the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals, and discuss. We'll take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports, the long Memorial Day weekend, and talk some Major League Baseball. It's all coming up right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And on a hot and sultry Tuesday afternoon, we welcome you into the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and in Iowa City, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. Hope you got out there over the weekend. Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to get your, to wrap up the weekend, to get it started, to go after work. Stop on by for some delicious food. And they've got some pretzels out there that are fantastic. And wings that are fantastic as well. So stop on by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of C Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We're going to talk about the weekend in sports. Going to talk a little bit of Major League Baseball with Joe Sheehan here in just a little bit. And we're going to keep reminding ourselves, Mark Dukes, it is a Tuesday. It is a Tuesday edition of the program today. Hope you had a good Memorial Day.
I did. Stayed in most of the weekend because of the heat. But it was a good one sports-wise. And everything from auto racing to the NBA Finals, Game 7 last night, Stanley Cup Final, Game 1. And just an enjoyable weekend. I had family in, and did get out to grill a little bit.
Grilled last night.
Remember our poll question the other day?
Oh, yeah.
And watched Indianapolis, Coca-Cola, and you were telling me earlier today Indianapolis was the hottest you've ever been to. Is that right?
That is correct. It was warm. It's been warm at Indianapolis before. That was the warmest outdoor sporting event I had ever attended. I'll just say that. Erin Hills last year for the U.S. Open was hot. And there was no shade on that golf course. Mm-hmm. But there was no shade here, basically, as well. A little bit, if you found it going behind the grandstands. A lot of people kind of stayed out until about a half hour ahead of the race, maybe about a third of the people did. But at any rate, it was hot. But what made it worse was that you combine that with the humidity and the fact there was just no wind whatsoever. Thank goodness some clouds started to form about the beginning of the race and started to come over periodically. I'm not going to complain about it. It was a terrific race, and it was a great day. It was just a little warm. That's all. And I hope our two winners had a good time there.
Yeah.
I hope they did. And love to hear from them at 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you at 319-366-1600 concerning the weekend that was in the world of sports. And that is courtesy of Hertina's Dr. Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600. Hertina's Dr. Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. But yeah, terrific race, and congratulations to my pick. That doesn't happen very often. Will Power gets his first Indianapolis 500 championship.
Ran a great race, and it was a good day for Australia. Won the Grand Prix race earlier in the day.
Down at Monaco.
Yeah.
Or Monaco, however you want to decide to pronounce it.
Disappointing if you were a Danica Patrick fan or an Elio Castroneves fan. Each of them went out early, but Power had a great car the whole day.
Yes, he did. Consistent.
Ran a great race.
It was a different race. It wasn't the passing at the top that you've seen the last 3 or 4 years with that particular aero kit and that car. With these new cars, they were a lot tougher to drive. The drivers all said that afterwards. They were kind of being careful. Boy, from eighth on back, it was amazing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the front guys would pass when they had the opportunity to do so. It's just harder to do it now. You had to had to be a lot more tactical when it came to your passing up front. A lot more passing in the turns this year, because when you made that choice down the straightaway to make the pass and you stuck with it, you had to stick with it into the turns, which I think they'll get a handle on. Not that it was anything but a good race, but it was just a different race with that different chassis kit in the aero package this year.
On the other hand, the Coca-Cola 600 was one of the most boring things I've ever seen, and I didn't watch the whole thing because it lasted for 4 or 5 hours, 400 laps, four stages. Kyle Busch led all but 23 of them, right?
I did not get to see much of that race.
And there's 8 or 9 cars on the lead lap at the finish. Why did I watch it? Because I do this show. And I need to be informed. And congrats, I guess, to Kyle Busch, but it was boring as hell to me.
319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in. But, yeah, Indianapolis, a great crowd they had again this year. And, yeah, it was Indy does not disappoint. And like I said, I hope our winners that we sent to Indianapolis had a great time, and I hope they had an umbrella or some shade. When they were in the infield.
Did you miss Jim Nabors?
You know, it's the second year Jim Corneliuson, yeah. Who does a great job with the Chicago Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think has endeared himself to the Indy 500
Sounds
group.
Like it, yeah.
Now, you mentioned Danica Patrick and Elio. Elio, a lot of there are hardly any race fans down there that are really against people. It's kind of a different culture. I'm not going to say it's better or worse. It's just a little different culture. They don't really root against people. A lot of Elio fans. But Danica's a different story. It seemed like everybody either loved Danica or absolutely hated Danica that was there. We had a guy behind us that would boo every time she came by. And kept saying from the entire race, oh, I only came here to watch your wreck. I only came here to watch your
wreck. Why would that be?
Wreck. And then his wife made him go down, asked him to go down and get her something to eat. And what did he miss?
Her crashing.
Danica Patrick crashing right in front of him. Right in front of us. But that was kind of the way it was for Danica, if you ask. And I think I know she burned a lot of bridges when she left the first time.
Mm.
Now, there are the people that are always gonna like her, no matter what. And then there are those that kind of resent her a little bit. But at any rate, she had a very good career. I'm going to say that. She had a very good career and a pioneer as far as women in auto racing. And she should be commended for that. 319-366-1600. I want to get into this here at 312. A couple things. First of all, let's go to our poll question, kgymradio.com. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot. Concerning the decision a lot of folks in the basketball world are facing tomorrow.
What will Tyler Cook's decision be tomorrow? Two choices: remain in the draft or return to the Hawks. NCAA has set a deadline for tomorrow. These players that have declared for the NBA draft but not yet hired an agent need to declare by tomorrow. I'm not sure what time, but by tomorrow, whether they intend to return to their respective schools. And Rob Howe has been a guest of the station many times. Contacted Tyler Cook's mother, and she made it sound like, there may not be a decision by tomorrow.
I think there kind of has to be a decision by tomorrow.
You would think, but if there isn't, it's a de facto decision. Right?
Oh, yeah, and he's in.
Yeah.
And out as a Hawkeye.
But Cook still has a tryout, apparently, with the Houston Rockets last night, as you know. We're in Game 7, the NBA playoffs.
They have time now to try out a lot of
people. It could be today. They could try them out tomorrow. Just haven't seen anything in that regard. I just get the feeling, I've got the feeling all along that Cook's tired of college basketball, and he's ready to move on with his career.
for good or for bad.
For good or for bad. It might be a good decision. It might be a bad decision. But everybody feels differently about, you know, their career path. He's not getting any younger. He sees former players succeeding in the NBA, former teammates of him. And I have nothing to base it on, just a feeling in terms of how he's conducted himself. Not badly, just the way he's conducted himself. And it's the overall vibe, I guess. I could be totally off base.
319-366-1600 on the Hurtina's Dr. Jewelers text line or the phone lines. What do you think? Is Tyler Cook coming back? Register your vote at KGYMradio.com or let us know what you think via the text line out there. That's Isaiah Moss. No, everyone anticipates Moss coming back. Has not made that decision yet. There's been a slow and steady list, Twitter list rundown of players that have declared coming back now. And you're going to get more and more of those throughout the evening, into the night, certainly into the morning hours tomorrow. Just a kind of a trickle down. The only one saying that he is not going to come back now, Dante DiVincenzo of Villanova, who had the great NCAA tournament, the great Final Four. He has said today that he is going to declare for the draft, and he will not be coming back. Villanova is going to look completely different next year. Mm-hmm. They are pretty much gutted by this NBA draft. So you'll need a program on the main line in Philadelphia to see Jay Wright's team next year. That's for sure.
Good for Tyler Cook to get workouts, but I mean, doesn't it tell you something if you're not invited to the NBA Combine and you don't show up on any mock drafts whatsoever? Show me a mock draft that Tyler Cook is in.
I have not seen one.
Doesn't that tell you something? I would have made a quicker decision now. Maybe through these tryouts, he's proving himself and these NBA teams wrong and these mock drafts wrong. You know, he might be excelling big time at them. Once these teams get him up close and personal, learn his character and his work ethic and his attitude and the way he carries himself, which, for better or worse, I don't know for sure in that regard. But, you know, it's such an individual decision by all these guys.
Yeah, and a lot of it depends. Are you someone who likes school or not?
Yeah.
319-366-1600. Again, we haven't heard anything from Isaiah Moss on the Iowa State side of things. Wigginton has not said if he is coming back or not. I anticipate both those guys coming back, but we'll see how it all plays out. Like I said, they're starting to leak out now, and there's going to be a more steady trickle going through the night of players saying that they are going to be coming back. Another one is Ethan Happ. I want to see if he's going to be, because he's got another year, correct?
Good player.
For Wisconsin, see if he's going to be coming back there. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk coming up here some Major League Baseball with Joe Sheehan here in a little bit. Wanted to put this on the table and talk a little bit more about it once we get are done with Joe. And that is, you had Game 7 of the Rockets and the Warriors last night. You had Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. By the way, we couldn't have them both at the same time last night. So we opted to go with Game 7 because it had a little bit more meat on the bone than Game 1 of a series. So if you were looking for hockey last night, I apologize. But if you can come over here and let me and Tucker and the rest of our staff know how we can do that and put them both on, left speaker, right speaker, whatever the case may be, let us know about it. At any rate, television overnight ratings 3-1 for the NBA. I watched them both. Now, granted, I'm more of a hockey fan than an NBA fan. But if you can tell me how the NBA game was more interesting than that NHL game last night, I want to hear about it.
I don't think it was. The NBA game drew 14.8 million viewers. Stanley Cup final game one, 5.3. And I watched more of each than I have all season, just because I knew what was on the line. Game 7 of the NBA, I wanted to see what happens there. And Game 1 with the Vegas aspect of things, it was truly a a great finish. Washington pulled its goalie, and Vegas ended up winning 6-4. But in the last couple 3 minutes, Washington pressed Vegas big time. And I didn't watch a lot of early action. The NBA game, come on. How does an NBA team miss 27 straight three-point attempts?
And why do you keep shooting them?
Exactly. You deserve to lose.
I have said this the whole time. These two teams shoot more three-pointers than any team. And the NBA is turning into, they might as well have landmines and a moat in the middle because nobody goes in there anymore. Unless it's a fast break opportunity. But in a half-court situation, this whole series has been 10 guys standing on the three-point line. And I didn't think it was great basketball.
Golden State's going to win in 5 or 6, in my mind.
And then get ready for the LeBron fun after that.
The Durant-Curry combination is really good. And that's just a very good overall team. And what does LeBron have to go with him? Well, he's got some nice pieces, but and listen, I wouldn't discount.
Is it going 7?
I would not discount LeBron James from doing much of anything.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's going 7.
You think hockey's going 7?
Very well could. I think Washington's a very, very good team.
I would tend.
As is Vegas.
I would tend to agree with that.
The odds for Vegas to win the Stanley Cup final at before the season was 500-1.
And there are some people.
If you'd have put 20 bucks down.
That did that. And did that very thing.
10K. And well, the word is.
Not your cut, but.
That's what you would have won on a $20 bet.
Well,
500-1.
But you're not taking home 10K.
Why not?
Well, then the government's going to get some.
Well, yeah, that's true, but point is you would have made a lot of money, and I think there's more than a few wagers that were made on Vegas just because of the newness of it and the value, as our friend Dave Koken would say.
Yeah, this just coming out, tweeted from Iowa Basketball, ask and you shall receive, Isaiah Moss to return to the Hawkeyes for junior season. This from Iowa, and the announcement from Fran McCaffrey. This is Isaiah Moss's quote here. After discussing with my family and Coach McCaffrey, I have decided to return to Iowa for my junior season. The feedback I received from NBA personnel was extremely beneficial in making this decision while also helping me grow as a basketball player. I am excited to continue my education and train with my teammates so we can have a great season. Unquote. So there you go, Isaiah Moss. Like I said, they're trickling in. This came out from Iowa right now, and then also earlier on, in fact, seconds before, John Rothstein from CBS Sports also tweeted out Isaiah Moss is going to return to Iowa.
Not surprising.
Not surprising at all. Let's bring in Joel from Muscatine here before we get to a break at 3:22 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. How you doing, Joel?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good.
So my question is we all wrote for like a school newspaper or school radio station when we were in college. This is a similar situation. So like if I was coming out of school, maybe I was going to Northwestern Journalism School or Missouri, one of those prestigious, you know, Power 5 journalism colleges, and I had the opportunity after my junior season to go work for like a BuzzFeed or maybe a smaller media outlet, knowing that that would actually prepare me better for getting maybe a contract with like the Ringer or one of the bigger news entities and writing entities out there, I would probably forego my senior year of college to go get paid to start doing what I was going to school to learn how to do. If Tyler Cook can get a European contract, maybe a Chinese contract, or even a two-way deal in the G League, to me that makes a heck of a lot of sense professionally to what his ultimate goal is, which is to become a professional basketball player. I think we've romanticized the academic side of college so much as a country that we forget that the ultimate goal is to get a job in the field of study you want to get a field you want to go into. For a lot of these guys, that field of study is basketball. And if he's getting feedback that he might be able to sign with a European team or maybe get a two-way deal with the G League, that'd be no different than me leaving college early without a degree to go work for a news agency or an entity that would prepare me, hopefully, to make the next step to the top level.
But
I have no problem with kids doing this.
Wouldn't Tyler Cook be better served as a basketball player? You know, you've seen him play, Joel. Wouldn't he be better served another year in college?
Maybe, but maybe what he needs to develop and maybe what he wants to develop, he feels like he can get better better tools, you know, being in a – so maybe say he gets a two-way deal in the Mavericks organization,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're gonna allocate some research. No different than a junior college baseball player who decides to go as a 17th-round pick and sign instead of go on to an LSU or a Stanford. They can then get the exact tools that their parent club wants them to learn in the minor leagues, you know, before they go up to the big leagues.
Fair enough,
I think it's closer to that. So that's my thought on it. If he goes, he goes. More power to him. Because I think we live in a world where you go get paid when you can get paid to do what you love to do. You can all, there's lots of ways to go back and get the education piece of paper.
Yep.
So that's kind of how I'm thinking.
All right, Joel. Hey, appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon.
I was fortunate enough to go to college and work at the Gazette at the same time, making $5 an hour. I didn't have to leave college, although that would have been great.
325.
Times are different, Mark.
Yes, they are. And you know what? And speaking of that, times are different. We're going to talk a little bit about Major League Baseball, but then we're going to talk about – I'm not going to break down Cleveland Golden State or anything like that. But I want to know what people think about it. This is a fourth straight year, and is it different now than it was in the 80s? When we knew going into the season what it was going to be in May and June. So we're going to talk about that. But we're going to talk Major League Baseball coming up next. Joe Sheehan, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, is going to be joining us. And we will break down what happened over the weekend and talk some baseball with you after this. You're listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM, presented by Third Base Brewery.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels play at noon tomorrow. Bring your office for lunch at the ballpark with our noon game lunch combo and enjoy an afternoon at the ballpark. Visit colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back with you in the gym class of KGYM here on the Tuesday edition of the show. Coming up before 4 o'clock, your chance to win some Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets. The Colonel is going to be taking on the Bolate Snappers next week, and we are going to have tickets for you to win. Next Thursday, by the way, June 7th, is Princess Night. And our very own princess here in the building, Miss Iowa USA Jenny Valier, is going to be there. And the first 1,000 fans through the gates receive a free tiara. Would you like a tiara from the Colonels, Mark?
No.
Well, you can give it to, you know, send it to North Dakota to your daughter or whatever.
Granddaughter, yeah.
Granddaughter,
yeah.
Whatever the case may be. So, you
good
know,
point.
Don't dismiss that too soon out there. 319-366-1600. You'd like to weigh in. We'll talk about the NBA finals coming up in a little bit and just your thoughts about the fourth straight year of that. But we're going to talk some Major League Baseball. Before that, Joe Sheehan joining us. So he writes the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter. Check it out. Also, give him a follow on Twitter as well. We'll give you that Twitter address coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah, all lowercase, Joe_Sheehan, S-H-E-E-H-A-N.
There you go. Check it out right there. As Joe joins us here on the Tuesday edition of the program. How was your Memorial Day weekend, Joe?
Pretty good. Hung out with my daughter. We had one really nice day here. I was out for most of that day. It was a good weekend. You guys doing well?
Doing well. Hey, would you like a Cedar Rapids Colonel's tiara for your daughter?
I'm going to pass on that, but thanks for the offer.
We can arrange that and see and get it out there. Well, they say as soon as Memorial Day hits, Memorial Day weekend, now you can pay attention to how teams are doing and to the standings. As far as Major League Baseball is concerned, first of all, do you buy into that? Do you buy into that adage?
I would say for me, I kind of almost take April off. Players can fool us. Teams can fool us for a long time, but I want to get into May. I want to get past that first quarter, 40 games, 50 games. Start doing team analysis. I've written up the Mariners. I've written up the Diamondbacks. I've written up the Brewers in the last couple of weeks. And this is when you start to trust the numbers a little bit more. The teams can still fool us. We've seen teams fool us for 120 games, but now is when at least you don't have to preface everything with, oh, well, it's a small sample size. Nobody wants to hear that all the time.
We have a text line, Joe, and 8532 said, love that we're having Joe Sheehan on. I subscribe to the newsletter. How about that?
Thanks, Mom.
We'll send her a tiara.
Yeah, there we go. Joe, what do you make of the National League Central?
I think that the Brewers have been really surprising. You look at the improvement with the defense, adding Yelich and Kane has done a big job there. You look at the best bullpen in the league so far with what they've got, not just out of Josh Hader, who's one of the best stories in baseball, but Jeremy Jeffress and Matt Albers, Dan Jennings. Just really great work in that pen. So they've kind of been out over their skis. You know, they're 35-20. But their run differential, you know, maybe not quite that good. They've only outscored their opponents by, I believe, it's 37, 38 runs. Compare that to the Cubs, who have pretty much doubled that number. I think long-term, the Cubs are probably still going to be able to win this division, but I really like what the Brewers have done the last couple of years. When you look around the league and you see how many teams have simply said, we're going to take 3 years off, get a bunch of top five draft picks, and then try to be good in 2020 or 2021, the Brewers never really hit bottom. David Stearns came in, did a great job filling out the back of the roster last year, making these small moves like Eric Thames and guys like that. This year they went out and they spent the money and the talent to bring in a Kane and a Yelich, and here they are again, you know, heading for a 90-win season. It shows that you don't have to, you know, go through the rebuild to be a contender.
With that being said, Joe, the Milwaukee Brewers 35-20, but I believe 1-6 in against the Chicago Cubs, and I have said several times in this show, I think the Cubs are square in the Brewers' brains. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think that we saw last year the Cubs had some success against them, particularly in the second half, I want to say, when they were making that making the run and making up the 5.5-game deficit. I'm not much for getting into the psychological aspects, largely because I don't like doing that from the outside. So, you know, you guys are closer to it there in Iowa. Maybe you see things I don't. But I know that, you know, kind of my analysis tends to be more on performance on the field without worrying too much about playing armchair psychologist. So I'm always going to look for the hard reasons, the performance, the things I can quantify, as opposed to necessarily saying, well, you know, they got a problem in their heads when it comes to this team.
Before we leave the National League Central, I know you've seen it. Yesterday's Pirate Cub game, Anthony Rizzo's slide, a lot of controversy about it. Baseball has come out today and said they got it wrong. I guess your thoughts about the whole thing. And this is the second time that the Cubs and the Pirates over the last 3 years, I think, have had a dust up anyway, as far as a slide is concerned. What are your thoughts about it?
Is the Jung O-Gong play a couple of years ago? I want to say that was between the Pirates and the Cubs. I stayed away from interference or clean play yesterday, just because the rules around second base and home plate have changed a lot. The interpretation seems to be all over the place. I will say that I didn't like it. I will say that I don't know that you can defend what Rizzo did, and it's a quick decision. But when he didn't slide to the plate, he slid into Diaz's legs, and that's You know, that's a leg whip, and that's the kind of thing that kind of crosses that line as far as I'm concerned. It's less, you know, should it have been interference or not? It's less the rule thing. I think even if MLB had said today, no, it was a legal play, there's a line between legal play and something you should be doing. And a leg whip on a catcher who's 3 feet in front of the plate, to me, crosses that line.
The National League East, Washington has rebounded from kind of a mediocre start. Now only one game back, but Atlanta and Philly hanging in. Is this still the Nats division?
I think it is, especially when you look at how little they've had. Daniel Murphy's missed the whole year. Adam Eaton's missed a bunch of time. Anthony Rendon's missed some time. Bryce Harper's not having the year I think he would like to have going into his free agency. So, you know, even with the Nationals having a lot of things go wrong, they're still a half game out of first place. This is still their division. I think they're going to end up with, you know, 94, 95 wins. And I think if you're the Nationals, you're looking at less than, hey, look, we're going to win this division. Let's make sure that October 1st, we've got our 25 guys ready to go.
Joe Sheehan joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:34. I like to talk about success stories. And so far, anyway, through the first 50-plus games, one of the best success stories has been the Seattle Mariners. Mariners only a game behind the world champion Houston Astros. They went out, got a pitcher over the last week. Can the Mariners stick with the Angels and the Astros in the West?
Certainly not the Astros. They're right with them now. But when you look at what the Astros have done, they've outscored their opponents by two runs a game. And that's a big difference between what the Mariners have done. So the Astros are going to get some separation in the division. The Mariners 16-8 in one-run games, an unbelievable bullpen. In some ways, a little bit like the American League version of the Brewers, where the bullpen is kind of carrying the load for a rotation that just hasn't been very good. The Mariners have James Paxton at the front of the rotation. He's never been able to get through a full season, so you kind of worry, is this going to be the year he gives them 30 starts and 200 innings? If so, that could keep them ahead of the Angels for that second wild card spot. But you know, you mentioned that trade this weekend. It's exactly what they needed. Denard Span basically takes the place of D. Gordon in the outfield. Alex Colome helps keep Edwin Diaz from having to throw 100 innings out of the bullpen. It was a good trade for them. It'll help them this year. I still, though, if I'm looking at that second wild card spot in the AL, I'm looking at the Angels ahead of the Mariners just because they have more internal depth, a little more to trade with if they have to make a move midseason.
Yeah, in addition to that, Houston has starting pitching has been phenomenal.
Just amazing. I mean, until this last trip to Cleveland, they have 17 runs or 18 runs in the last two games of that series. They were setting all kinds of records for, like, you know, fewest runs allowed through X. We haven't seen a team allow fewer than 500 runs in the DH league. You go back to the AL in 1973. You got to go back to 72 to find a team that's given up fewer than 500 runs in a full season. The Astros are headed for that. You know, Justin Verlander, since coming over, has been maybe the best pitcher in baseball. Gerrit Cole has been phenomenal. Getting him from Pittsburgh, letting him put away the two-seam fastball that the Pirates wanted him to throw, letting him focus on his four-seamer and his breaking stuff has been huge for them. I was talking to somebody earlier today. I do a regular hit down in Texas, and we're talking about Colin McHugh, who's got a 0.6 ERA for them coming out of the bullpen, and would be a number three starter on most teams in the league. It'd probably be the Brewers' number two, and he can't even crack that Astros rotation. So it's front-end pitching, and it's also incredible depth.
How about the Manny Machado sweepstakes? Is it going to heat up more as we get into the month of June? The Orioles is going to wait right until the trade deadline, and are they going to trade him, and who are they going to trade him to?
I think they'd have to at this point. You're going to do better in the trade market than you are taking the 35th or 6th pick in next year's draft, something like that. You look around the league, you know, it's the same problem we saw last year, over the winter, guys. We saw all those third basemen, Mike Moustakas, Todd Frazier, guys that either took very low-end contracts or had trouble finding a place to land. It was because the teams that were in the market didn't need third basemen, and the teams that did need third basemen kind of heading towards that luxury tax threshold. I look at a team like the Dodgers. You think they could just drop Manny Machado into shortstop, but were they to trade for Machado, it could put them over the tax threshold and cost them tens of millions of dollars over the next few years. That's going to be the case for a number of these teams you might see in the Machado market. I absolutely think he'll be traded. I look at a team like the Cardinals. They're getting good work out of Jed Gyorko in the infield, but they've got a ton of minor league depth. and Machado's the kind of guy who could put them over the top. Maybe not to catch the Cubs in that division, but certainly to in that wild card race with them, the Brewers, the Braves, the Phillies. That's going to be a great race, the NL wild card. So I think those are the teams. You look at the Diamondbacks, you look at the Cardinals, maybe even the Rockies as teams that can be candidates to pick up Machado.
You talked about the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they've been Jekyll and Hyde so far in 2018. They aren't this bad. Probably not as good as they were playing through the first 5-6 weeks of the season anyway. And where do you see the Diamondbacks?
That's kind of a great point. It's why, you know, when you don't want to start writing up that this team is a 100-win team when they're 22-8, and you also don't want to bury them when they're 8-22. I think if you told me 2 months ago, the Diamondbacks would be 27-26, you know, the 2 months into the season. That sounds about right. The offense has been a huge disappointment, and it's a little hard to evaluate right now because, you know, the guys, they put a humidor in Chase Field this year, and it's hard to tease out through 2 months how much of their bad offense is the baseballs being soaked in oil or something, or how much of it is just guys having bad years. You look at somebody like Paul Goldschmidt, who's been a superstar for pretty much since they came into the league, and now he's got 6 home runs in 2 months. Some of their players they were counting on this year to take, like Ketel Marte, Nick Ahmed, Chris Owings, have done absolutely nothing. The offense killed them. They're 14th in the league in runs scored. It's one of the worst offenses in baseball, and it's kind of wiping out what's been a good year for their pitching staff.
Check him out. He's got the baseball newsletter, Joe Sheehan, Joe_Sheehan, all lowercase. You can go to Twitter and give him a follow right there. Joe, look forward to talking with you again. Enjoy the baseball, and we'll work on those TRs, getting them to you, okay?
All right, get mine in silver, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, Joe Sheehan joining us here, talk some baseball on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Baseball newsletter is very, very good, so please check it out. We encourage you to do so. 3:40 here on the program, and since we're talking some baseball here, let's go ahead and give away some Colonels tickets right now to next week's game against the Beloit Snappers, and we're going to have those tickets, 4-pack of tickets, available all this week. Colonels are in town right now. We have a noon game coming up tomorrow. And so get on out there. Colonels played 2 doubleheaders over the weekend. Not only doubleheaders, but it went into extra innings on most of those things.
3 doubleheaders, yeah. Nice. Or 3 extra innings, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, why not? You're out there, you're sweaty. Just keep playing. We got to give it to caller number 6 right now. Some Colonels tickets for next week's series against Beloit. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you are going to pick those up. We'll let you know who our winner is. We'll talk a little bit about the Cavs and the Warriors and hockey versus basketball when we come back.
Hey, you got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Like getting off the grid stuff. Finding out there's not even a map for that stuff, and there's no such thing as getting lost stuff. When you've got Firestone Destination tires built for maximum wet traction and up to 60,000 miles of truck stuff, you can turn that Sunday drive into an off-road any day joyride. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Tonight, summer's number one show returns, and lives are going to change.
Hit that golden button!
America's Got Talent.
A star is being born.
With an all-new season of talent that is, in a word,
amazing!
Unbelievable!
Brilliant! Wow!
Be there for every jaw-dropping moment.
What just happened?
You were 2 inches away from being dead. That was incredible.
America's Got Talent, followed by World of Dance, premieres tonight on NBC.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly.
Sports.
.343 Congratulations to Nate in Cedar Rapids. He is the winner of our Colonel's tickets. We're going to give away two four packs tomorrow because obviously we were off due to Memorial Day yesterday. Be giving away 8 tickets, 2 4 packs coming up on the program tomorrow. 319-366-1600. That is Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line here at 344 as we come your way on the Tuesday edition of the program. Caddy Smack tomorrow. Plenty to discuss. The Memorial coming up this weekend. We look back. Justin Rose was dominant at Colonial, winning the Fort Worth Invitational. And, yeah, Tiger's back. Getting ready for the Principal Charity Classic. Brian Haas going to join us. And we'll talk a little Principal Charity Classic coming up. We've got the semifinals for men's NCAA golf going on right now. Duke and Alabama and Oklahoma State and Auburn going at it. Oklahoma State leads right now. Auburn and Duke are all squared. Iowa State had a great start. Couldn't maintain it, though. Great season, though, for the Cyclones. They finish 19th. In the NCAA championships.
That top 20 is pretty good. Also going on right now, state tennis on the boys' side and state golf on the girls' side.
Yes, state tennis going on. Class 2A, as predicted, Linmar and Iowa City West cruise to the championship, both with 5-0 wins in the semifinals. They are playing right now as we speak. And after singles, it's West leading 4-2. So all they need to win another state championship is one of the 3 doubles matches to go West's way.
Yeah, they had a tight match back in April. West won that one 5-4. It looks like this one might be headed for the same kind of outcome.
Yeah, and as far as golf is concerned, right now they're in a rain delay at Marshalltown for a couple of the events. But 3A... I know is ended for the day. Saw the individual results, and Nakos of Washington in second right now behind the Gilbert golfer who shot 1-under today. Mm-hmm. She apparently is the real deal.
Stroke average of 68 plus.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't care what course you're playing. That is some pretty good golf out there. So, yeah. But if we get a score on Linmar and West High tennis, we will let you know about that. 319-366-1600 here at 346. Want to talk a little bit about the NBA. Not so much Cavs and Warriors, what's going to happen, breaking it down, etc. But are you happy with Cavs-Warriors Part 4? And the reason I asked the question is because we had Celtics-Lakers all through the 80s, basically. They made a 30-for-30 out of it, a popular two-part 30-for-30 out of it, Lakers-Celtics. Everyone knew it was coming. Everyone embraced it. But there are a lot of differences, Mark, as you know, between the 1980s and the 2010s, the late 2010s that we are in right now. People aren't quite as tolerant as seeing the same thing over and over and over again, and that was certainly evident on social networking last night. Do you think people are happy with Cavs-Warriors? Are you happy with Cavs-Warriors yet again for the 4th straight year?
78-54 on the text line, certainly not. Cleveland versus Golden State will be a snore fest. Been there, done that. Did you say that when it was Boston, the Lakers? Magic Bird?
But it was
probably not.
No, because it was a different time. It was just a different time, and you knew it was a different league as well. Not to get too much into, you know, the NBA and whatnot, but I think everybody wanted to see they would flip-flop championships as well. And
these two teams have as well.
But you had 5 or 6 really good players, superstars slash really good players on the Lakers and the Celtics back in the
day. These two teams do as well.
Well, you said Cleveland, you take a look, they got LeBron, you know, and then you get Kyle Korver, J.R. Smith, people like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not McHale, Bird, Parrish, Johnson,
true,
Ainge, Worthy, Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Worthy, it's a little different. both of those teams in the 80s just had, you know, a roster, at least the starters and the first couple guys off the bench that were absolutely phenomenal basketball players.
This has been a pretty good finals rivalry, though. Golden State won in 15 and last year, and Cleveland won in 16. I don't think Cleveland's anywhere near as good as it was in 16, but in fact, I don't think these two teams are very close. Lakers and Celtics were pretty close.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Golden State, I believe, has won two of the first three, correct? Of the three.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, 15 and 17. 35-60 on the text line. Fourth time, yes. Anything with LeBron is must see.
Does he save this thing, though, because of the Cleveland Cavaliers? I mean, not necessarily the Cleveland team itself, but does he make it tolerable?
Golden State had a couple stinkers in the conference finals.
When they didn't hit their three.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how LeBron is guarded and how LeBron plays. LeBron's not going to fall into shooting threes like Golden State would like them to do,
mm-hmm.
or falling into that jump shot. He's going to post up some Warriors, try to get to the hoop. It won't be a minefield in the lane. There will actually be people in the lane. The other thing I need to know, two more things. Number one is if you watched both last night, if you followed both last night, I'd like to know which one in your mind was more enjoyable. And the other thing I'd like to know are, why are referees even out there on the NBA court? I mean, why? 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line or the phone lines.
Game one is a lot more enjoyable than game seven.
For hockey or basketball?
Game one in hockey was more...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Yes, I would agree. I mean, I was flipping back and forth, taking both of them in, listening to some on our station, watching some of the hockey. I thought the hockey was amazing, especially that first period with the skating, the quickness. Both these teams are very quick, especially Vegas. Marc-Andre Fleury has been a terrific goaltender as of late. And I think this hockey, the Stanley Cup, has all the earmarks of going seven.
I had to do some early scouting on the Bachelorette, Scott. You forgot about that, okay?
No, I have not. You and my wife, both watching the Bachelorette.
David and Hudson, I'd rather watch a replay of the Stanley Cup final than this NBA junk.
What do you think out there? Do you agree with David? 319-366-1600. We have Stanley Cup Game 2 coming your way tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Twins baseball tonight and tomorrow night. The Twins taking on the Kansas City Royals one more time tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow night as well as we get past Memorial Day. And June is right around the corner, believe it or not, coming up on Friday. That is hard to believe and a scary notion already. 319-366-1600 at 352. We're going to take a break. Keep those texts coming. What do you think? Keep the phone calls coming as well. 319-366-1600 and talk a little bit more about hockey and basketball when we come back.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
Ready to advance your career to the next level? Upper Iowa University's Cedar Rapids Center will begin offering a Master of Business Administration this fall. It's an exceptional yet flexible education. Take classes at our center in the evening or online. No GRE exam needed, and it's free to apply. Visit Upper Iowa's Cedar Rapids Center or uiu.edu/Cedar Rapids to apply today. Classes start August 27th. Upper Iowa University. Education built for life.
Boondock Festival is Eastern Iowa's newest and biggest music festival. And it's coming to your backyard. Two stages with live music. The main stage will feature Lee Bryce, Tyler Farr, Eric Paisley, Louis Bryce, and Bo Braswell. Boondock Festival, Friday, September 7th, the day before the Iowa-Iowa State football game. Tickets are on sale now. Boondock Festival, Friday, September 7th, at the Tiffin Soccer Fields just outside Iowa City. Purchase tickets at boondockfest.com.
Get ready to start saving during Menards Race to Savings Sale. Pre-blended general purpose concrete mix is great for sidewalks, floors, steps, patios, curbs, and setting posts. All you have to do is add water, mix, and pour. Right now, get four 60-pound bags of pre-blended general purpose concrete mix for only $9. Find these and other great deals during Menards Race to Savings Sale. Now through June 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Couple more minutes. Back with you on the Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Looking forward to that at 3 o'clock. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. We had Wyatt up there. We lost him, though. Wyatt, if you have a moment, give us a call back right here. Wyatt was pro NBA. He was going to let us know that he is, in his mind anyway, it's been a very good NBA playoff season so far. A lot of series have gone seven. They haven't been exactly close NBA games so far. A few have been, yes. But for the most part, they've not been real nail-biters.
Comments on the Hertzing and Stocker Jeweler text line 7508. I enjoy the NBA most when it's over. And stay off my lawn! 89-58, very tired of the NBA. I was so hopeful that there would be two different teams in the finals this year. Everything is wrong. 31-12, NBA Game 7 is better than Kirk Ferentz's offense.
Congratulations. You are the first one to mention this summer Kirk Ferentz's offense. We appreciate that. Wyatt in Cedar Rapids back with us to go to bat for the NBA. Hi, Wyatt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to point out that not only have we got buzzer beaters, two of them from LeBron, who is the main moneymaker for the NBA, but we've also got a real good look at the new guys who are going to take over once LeBron and KD and Steph are gone. We've got great looks at Tatum and Mitchell and Simmons, and I thought this playoffs has been great so far. As far as getting to showcase some of the younger guys going against the old dogs.
Are you happy to see Cleveland and Golden State for the fourth straight year?
Not so much Golden State, but Cleveland, yeah, I always want to watch LeBron. I want to watch the other guys on Golden State too, but I just wish the whole All-Star team would get split up a little. It's a little too much talent on one team, but...
There you go. Fair enough.
Otherwise, it's been a pretty good playoff. I mean, some of the games that, with the three being so featured in today's NBA, they're not super close games all the time, but we have had a few cool buzzer beaters, that's for sure.
That is the case. And, yeah, you're right. Like I said a little bit earlier, a couple of very good games. Not a lot of close ones for the most part, but we have seen that. Hey, appreciate the call, Wyatt. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. They'll talk more about this on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next.
One last text, 3776. Both the NBA and NFL suck anymore. College all the way for all sports.
And speaking of college, if you are just joining us, Isaiah Moss just... A little bit ago, 20 minutes ago, saying he's going to come back to play for the Hawkeyes for his junior season.
News on Tyler Cook, perhaps tomorrow. Well,
got to be tomorrow, one way or the other, or Ann Wigington as well. So we'll see how that all plays out. So one of the three back in the fold. We'll see what the other two do. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Thank you very much for listening. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
I'm the manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. I got my driver's license when I was 17. Back in my truck started fishtailing. That's the reason why you want good tires. They need to be able to cut through that water so that you don't lose control. My name is Gary, and I'm proud to keep your car running newer, longer.
Come get our